Parshas Bo, we have the three concluding Makos plagues that were brought on Egypt. And if you look carefully into the language of those plagues, the first is Arba of those series, which is the precursor to the marker which will come afterward, Choshech. And by Arba it says, because in Arba it says, Vatechshech Haaretz. And Choshech is a precursor to the Makos Bechoros. As it says at the end of Makos Choshech, Vayomer lo Paro, Lech mi alai, Hishama lecha, Al tosef v'os panai, Ki biyom v'oscha panai tamosh, Vayomer Moshe kein dibarta. In other words, Choshech also represents death, and then comes the concluding Maka, and that is Makos Bechoros, the death of the firstborn. And the reason for that, I believe, is because these three Makos, namely, Arba, Choshech, and Makos Bechoros, are not only to inflict pain, discomfort, as were the previous ones, but they incorporate with them also death. Because Arba the locust destroyed Egypt, and there was no food left to be eaten, because the locust consumed everything, the Arba. And Paros himself says, "Vayosa me'alai rakes hamavis hazeh." And Choshech represents death. As we say, the pachad balelos. And therefore, in the Baruch of Hamapil, what we say at night, we say, "Vaha einai pen ishan hamavis." Both that we're enveloped with darkness, and also when we sleep and we're not conscious, that's me'ein misa. And that may be the reason that the Shor Yisrael, that didn't want to go out of Egypt, died in the Shlosh Yimei Avelim, the 3 days of darkness, because Choshech itself is a time destined for death. It represents both metaphorically and to a certain dimension death. And that's the reason that in each preceding Makor, Arba and Choshech, and then ultimately Makos Bechoros, each one is a warning to the next. The special hasvor to these Makos is because these are not just to inflict pain, but they represent death. And it may be indeed that Borod also has this dimension of affliction of representing death, because all those who were not Yorei Hashem and they didn't go into their houses, they died in the fields because of the Borod, as the Pasuk says, Kol Adam v'habehema asher yimotze basoda v'lo yosef habaisa v'yored aleim haborod umesu. And that may be the reason that Rabbi Yehuda incorporates these Makos, starting with Borod in his simonim, as the last ones are Bachav, and that the common denominator between all of them is that these Makos, these plagues, represent death.